Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Miller from the Bulwark here with my buddy Andrew Egger. We had some news this morning that Egger wanted to chat about regarding Ghislaine Maxwell. Judge Engelmeyer, denied the Trump administration's request to unseal the grand jury records. This was, folks might remember, the Trump administration's effort to kind of do a look over here on releasing the Epstein files, which was like, oh, we'll ask a judge to release the grand jury reports instead, which is separate, which we can get into. Also, interestingly, Engelmeyer said he reviewed the grand jury material and confirmed there was basically nothing in there that wasn't already in the public, but since Maxwell, you know, had public trials. So Egger, I wanted to get your reaction to the latest in the Epstein story.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's kind of two different ways you can look at it. One is that, you know, in the real world, this is sort of a embarrassing faceplant for the White House, right? They get this pretty stern brushback from this judge. They had kind of pretty theatrically, I would say, tried to work up these grand jury materials as like a big possible reveal for the Epstein files in general, and specifically for the Ghislaine Maxwell stuff, where they were saying like, yeah, you know, you're all really mad at us for sitting on some of this stuff that we are declining to release from the Justice Department for reasons that we don't really want to talk about or get into. But don't think that we don't care. Don't think that we don't want to get to the bottom of this story. Look, we're going to go to this back to Florida, back to these grand jury proceedings. We're going to try to get this stuff unsealed. So that'll be something, won't it? Won't that be great? And then now the judge, instead of releasing it, is saying, I'm not releasing this because there's nothing to release. I mean, he essentially said that the government, it was kind of funny. He said the only argument for releasing these files would be to demonstrate the sort of government's lack of a foot to stand on when it said there was a bunch more stuff in these files. But that he didn't think that rose to the level. Right. So that's one way of looking at it, is that it's kind of embarrassing in that way. The other way of looking at it, though, and I think that this is probably the way the White House is happy to look at it, is that this is all kind of like along the lines of one way the White House probably hoped this sort of thing would go, right? Which is that their whole problem with the whole Epstein story for the however many weeks we've been talking about this now, is that it's like a totally own goal, right? It's like they were the ones who promised to release this stuff, and then they were the ones who were just not doing it, and for no good reason that they could articulate or describe. And then, of course, the sort of Epstein obsessives in Trump's own coalition weren't happy about that. weren't gonna just like take his command to pay attention to other stories instead, sitting down. And what this thing has done, and I guess we'll see how successful it is, but plainly what they've been trying to do is put the onus of responsibility somewhere else, right? Like have Epstein developments, Epstein related developments, have the Epstein story move in a direction where it's not the Justice Department that's just declining to release this stuff. It's somebody else who's doing that, right? It's this judge down in Florida who's now the person who is in theory sitting on some stuff. And that person might be completely correct. I mean, I think we have every reason to believe he's completely telling the truth about there just not being much there. But in this kind of like funhouse mirror conspiracy world, that stuff, like the content of why he's not releasing this stuff, hardly matters, right? I mean, what matters is that the Trump administration is asking them to make public some files that are not previously released, and it's this judge who is declining to do that. And so, what does he have to hide? And oh man, I wonder what's going to happen next. Is the Trump White House gonna really come down on this guy? And it just recasts, you know, the White House and the Justice Department back where they're comfortable being, which is the people who are going after the truth, not the ones who are just declining to share it. Again,
I agree with you that that's probably how they look at it the second way. But in the reality, in the non-spin world, it's like they kind of wanted this, right? Like they did not want to go after the truth. They wanted a judge to say, oh, sorry, you can't do it. You know, so then you can blame the judge for doing this. The problem is they chose these things. You would assume, I guess we don't have confirmed reporting on this, but it's sort of like the obvious Occam's razor reason is because it's like, well, this is safe. Trump's not in here. So like, whatever, they can really, you know what I mean? They had reason to believe either informed knowledge or presumption based on what was public as part of what was testified to in the Maxwell trials, that like it didn't overlap with Trump. Like the crimes that she was being charged with and the victims were not the same victims or the same women that had previously discussed meeting Donald Trump or whatever, right? And so that was kind of a safe thing to do. It's kind of like either way you do it, this is fine. Like the problem is for people that actually follow the story and for the number of people who care, it's like, well, that was the grand jury was never going to be sufficient anyway, right? Like there's a lot of other material they have that's not in these random grand jury, you know, not random, but not in this particular grand jury that was kind of then subsequently adjudicated in public in the trials. So I don't know. And I think that's kind of like the strategic element of this. I don't know. What do you make of that?
Yeah. I mean, I think you're absolutely right. And there's a weird element too here of just sort of like the conspiracy lunatic world and all of the kind of different incentives and stuff that go into like dealing with that and trying to triangulate for that, bumping into just the regular real world, right? Because you could make the argument that like, well, I mean, why wouldn't this judge just essentially do what he suggested he could have done in that ruling and kind of call their bluff and just release it, just open it up and show there's no there. And from the point of view of like people who are just trying to kind of again deal with the conspiracy brained people and figure out how to coexist alongside of them and you know address their questions and concerns, maybe there is an argument that he should have done that. But from the point of view of sort of just a judge who is trying to operate in the realm of like normality and basically say, no, I mean, I'm not gonna grant your spurious motion because it was a spurious motion. Yeah,
just to help your spin.
Yeah, there's no compelling reason.
The other big Ghislaine Maxwell news happened while you were gone. Were you on a little vacation, well-earned summer vacation with your many children? Do you want to cook for a second on Ghislaine? Do you have any hot takes or thoughts on Maxwell getting moved to Club Fed in Texas?
No, I really don't. I'm sure you guys did great on the pod for all of that. And that was one of those things where I was like, you know what?
You're not outraged?
I'm just gonna care about this later. What twist my arm, right? I mean, of course, it's horrible. It's ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's just one of these things. I mean, the whole Ghislaine angle, this entire story has been one of those after another, right? Where it's like her really gonna, we're really gonna like give her all these little new like perks and stick up for her. I mean, like we're talking about the same Ghislaine. I'm like that guy who you know, Conan was talking to, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein, the New York financier. I keep feeling like, are we talking about the same Ghislaine Maxwell here? But yeah, no, I mean, it's all, I'm sure you guys did great on that particular one while I was out.
It's bad. Sometimes I just have to twist your arm a little bit to get you mad, Edgar, you know? It's not great that like, you know, somebody that put girls into sex slavery now is getting treated like they did a paperwork error on their taxes.
Let me ask you one thing, which is that I might be kind of skewed on this because I was out and I wasn't paying such close attention. Like coming back to it now, it almost feels like, do you think we're kind of like through peak Epstein? Do you think like Ghislaine's window for having gotten a pardon may have sailed, that ship has sailed?
Yeah, and this way, she might have already gotten her win. I think getting moved to this like type of prison where there are literally no other examples of sex criminals in a prison like this in the entire Department of Prisons. So I always thought that a pardon was going to be really tough. I mean, you don't put it past Trump on these sorts of things, but like that there'd be a lot of internal pushback even in Trump world for that. Are we past peak? I don't know. And I think that they would like to be. You know, they would like to talk about Russia and other stuff. And there's some discussion of Todd Blanche going on Rogan. It's kind of like, can you imagine that happening now? It feels like that would be an own goal of massive proportion. So I think we're probably past peak, but not fully in the valley.
Yeah. And I mean, you can always count on Donald Trump to scare up some new angle to the story here. So
that's Andrew Edgar. We got much more coming for you guys. Subscribe to the feed. I'll give you guys a little tip, a little hint. If you made it to the end of this pod as a treat. I just debated Dean Cain of Superman who just joined ICE. And so he will some highlights for that will be on this feed soon. So subscribe to the feed. We'll talk to you all soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.